Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of EloquenceOnline.net in beautiful, rainy New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. And yes, it's May 4th, May the 4th with you. That's when we're recording, so we got to roll this. Of course, it is May 4th, and so I'm sure your LinkedIn and Instagram and social media feeds are filled with all the Star Wars references, which honestly, by comparison to some of the other stuff I've seen on LinkedIn, not bad, actually. I continue to see people trying to turn LinkedIn to Facebook with all the affirmations, be your best today, as opposed to what? Anyway, I said this probably 7 years ago. Are we really going to spend another year posting affirmations that we didn't write on our social media feeds? Well, apparently, I won't name the names because there are many of them people that you would know. I can't tell other people how to use social media, which is why I get so irritated when people tell me how to use social media. But anyway, we're talking about stuff today, May 4th. So I love Star Wars. Don't get me wrong. And I would say, in relation to the name of this episode, the black and white to color moment, in some ways, when we saw the beginning of Star Wars circa 1977, I don't know that we had seen an introduction like that. That big booming introduction with the scrolling, you know, prelude, episode 4, you know, all that stuff. It's a dark time for the rebellion or whatever. It's like, man, this is the first time we see the movie. Why is it episode 4? But it was, and when we were pretty much hooked in from the get-go, from the second we saw that, and of course, you can't imagine Star Wars starting any other way. It'd be an international revolt if it ever did. But the black and white to color moment I'm talking about today on the show is from the 1939 version of Wizard of Oz, the Wizard of Oz, a version of Wizard of Oz. I just saw a typo in my own description, which is a reminder to me to treat everything you write like sheet music, musicians' sheet music. Be careful how you say that on internet radio. S-H-E-E-T, sheet music. I'm talking about sheets and wizards here, but we're talking about the Wizard of Oz. I don't want to give any ammo to the people at CUNA to accuse me of something else that I'm not, but I'm talking about the 1939 version of the Wizard. Fix that after the show or during the break. But there was a session I used to do called Random Thoughts. So there was the four things you're not supposed to talk about at work, but everybody does, or the three things, I guess it was. And in that, I talked about what was your last black and white to color moment. And for American makeovers in 1939, it's when Dorothy stepped out of her black and white Kansas farmhouse into the technicolored world of the Munchkin land. And it was a big moment, widely regarded as one of the most important moments in American cinema. When was your last black and white to color moment? Whether it's a banking brand or something else, when was the last time your audience saw something and knew it was something previously unseen or experienced? When was the last time you really made people say, wow? And that's important, because when you make people say, wow, people will say that to other people. They will say, you have to see this. When I was growing up, there was a handful of movies. This dates all the Netflix and Amazon Prime and Vudu and Hulu and Zoom Hulu and all that other stuff that's out there, Redbox or whatever. Speaking of not a black and white, the color moment, since we're talking about colors, Redbox. I tried their download service, tried to watch a movie, and it's terrible. And I've got a super fast, jacked Wi-Fi connection that there should have been no reason for a 90-minute movie to take almost 2 hours because it kept stopping to load. And guess what? Redbox down service gone, deleted. That was like a black and white to black. I call it a black and white moment. That was like going from, whatever the download speed is on my AT&T fast internet service, going back to 26 kbps AOL dial-up service. Not supposed to happen that way. That might be a whole nother show. Have you had a color to black and white moment? Redbox notwithstanding, when I was young, there were a handful of movies that turned the night into family movie night. The Sound of Music was certainly one of those. We would all gather around in the family room and, eke out our spot in the shag carpeting. My dad would put the Jiffy Pop on. We had four kids in my family. He had to make like six of those because half the Jiffy Pop ended up on the linoleum floor down in our suburban home near San Antonio. And of course, your mom would be vacuuming and the popcorn kernels would be all in the shag carpet. But The Sound of Music was one. Ben-Hur was generally one of them. Of the Bridget Remagen, great war movie that we all watched. I think at some point we watched The Towering Inferno or The Poseidon. It was a family movie night. It would be the ABC movie of the week. And of course, that was something that everybody could watch. Even though The Flying Monkey scared the bejesus out of me when I was little. And I like when the Green Witch melted. And she's the one riding the bike in the beginning of the movie. If I'm not mistaken, the house falls on her or something. I've not seen that version of The Wizard of Oz in a long time. Back in 1939, it was a big deal to have that Technicolor. It provided a real wow experience for the audiences at American movie theaters from coast to coast. And so that's the theme of the episode today, the black and white to color moment. Have you had one? Are you planning on having one? Has your competition planning one that you don't know about? And so that we're going to talk about today, and we'll do it all right after the break. It's conference call information without the chicken dinner, and we'll be right back after this. There's only one show that sounds like it. It's The Power Performance. My name is Jason Dias, and that's what you're listening to. Conference quality information without the expense report. California. The incomparable Cyndi Lauper from 1986. Heard that song about a million times when I was in the Army out in California. Had a great day yesterday, by the way. National Day of Prayer here in New Braunfels, Texas. Mayor's Prayer Breakfast, which we broadcast on my other radio show that we do here. I knew I was going to meet Norm Miller, the chairman of the Interstate Batteries. You probably have an Interstate battery in your car, whether you realize it or not. What a gracious and forthcoming gentleman. Had a chance to interview him and talk to him. But what I did not know is that the flight crew of Southwest 1380 was going to be in attendance, and got a picture with the captain, Tammy Jo Schultz, and got to meet her and chat with her a little bit, and was able to tell her, a formal Navy aviator, that during the Gulf War back in 1991, we used to have kind of a funny thing, sort of stoking the inter-service rivalry. We would say when when the Navy was overhead, we cheered. When the Air Force was overhead, we prayed. It's a little inner service rivalry. You have such confidence in naval aviation. And it was a real treat. I love aviation. I love all things aviation. So you can imagine my surprise to shake hands with the lady who had just shook hands every week with the president of the United States and the most famous pilot in American history right now, in contemporary history. All right, let's talk about this real quick. Black and white color. For me, the last real one, I would say, was when I saw the first iPhone commercial. And when I got my first iPhone, which I still have, by the way, it doesn't really work. I use it as a metronome. The only app that I use on it anymore, I still have it. This is kind of fun to look back at it, because at the time, it was just people stopping. Is that the iPhone? Is that the iPhone? To go from my Motorola Razr flip phone, which I loved, by the way, to iPhone was a perfect example of a black and white to color. I could not imagine going back to the Motorola flip phone. It just, there was no way to the trajectory was not going to take me in reverse. The iPhone was a game changer, even more so than the iPad, probably the most important product thus far in the 21st century, just in terms of how it's changed everything, whether it's banking and mobile banking apps and all the social media stuff, and the fact that young people are willing to watch full-length movie on it. They'll watch The Wizard of Oz on that little screen. I could never do that. Even when I got my iPad Pro this year, it was just a bigger iPad. I mean, I had an iPad Air with a Retina display, so to go to the iPad Pro, the big one, it was very nice, but it was just a bigger iPad. And even high definition television. I know I'm watching a television that's in high def, but honestly, it really doesn't look all that different to me than my, you know, old Vizio non-HD TV. Maybe to the real, you know, guys that are into that kind of stuff can tell that. And I don't watch that much TV anyway, so it wasn't like it was going to have a big impact on me. I think probably right now the best way to really have that black and white color moment in banking, if I'm really examining it, I think it's almost always in the physical space that you create. When you create that, we had the guys on from Newground last year. In fact, we're going to have them on again in a few weeks, talking about that experience economy. To me, that's one of the few times that you can really change people's perception about your brand when you walk in and you go, wow, this place is gorgeous. I think in some ways, because a banking app is a banking app, you know, you want it to work and you want it to look nice, but it's still, there's only so much you can do with the banking app because it has to be transactional and it has to be functional. But the actual physical branch, what we used to call the brick and mortar branch, what the guys at Newground referred to as the brand beacon. That's awesome. I think that's where you have the best opportunity. So you need to ask yourself, are you giving people an experience they'll tell other people about? My bank that I use here in Texas, they kind of got me that way. I heard a thing on the radio about how the new Frost Bank lobby will remind you more of an art books. And I walked in and it kind of did. It was gorgeous. It was not the marble teller counter with the little today's date is, with the little pen that stuck to the chain and the deposit slip thing and the little plastic where it was something very, very different. And it really did impress me. And I tell people about it. I did go out and tell people about it. But I got to tell you, those moments, black and white moments, pretty few and far between. And if I'm being completely honest, and I always am, I haven't had one of those with Apple in a while. And I've known a lot of people over the past 10 years since I started using a Mac who are not the brand ambassadors that they used to be for Apple. So I don't know, maybe that's coming. Maybe it's going to come from someplace else. But when was your last black and white to color moment? And if you can't remember when it was, I assure you, your audience is experienced that same non-trajectory, that medium, that mediocrity that nobody ever talked about. There are very few books and very few podcasts and very few blogs and very few irritating affirmations on LinkedIn that encourage you to be mediocre. Even here at Eloquent Online, I have to ask myself that. When was our last black and white to color moment? Hey, folks, remember, it's conference quality without the exit report, without the bad hotel pillow, without the rubber chicken dinner. My name is Jason Dye. I say, Neo drives those people at CUNA crazy in Madison and Washington, D.C. every time I say it. And next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Take care. Take care.
That's all, folks.